Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. This is a Leto's Law update. Update. Breaking news out of Macomb County, Michigan. Good news, my friends. The man who criticized the Macomb County judge on Facebook has been found not guilty by a jury of his peers. A father who was jailed for repeatedly criticizing the court system in Macomb County has been found not guilty by a jury. Jonathan Vanderhagen was charged with malicious use of telecommunication services for Facebook posts he directed at Macomb County Family Court Judge Rachel Rancilio. And I told you I did a video about this not too long ago. On September 22nd, it'll be the two-year anniversary of the day Deborah Vanderhagen's grandson, Killian, lost his life. She believes her son, Jonathan Vanderhagen, is justified in feeling the court cost her grandson his life. He died in the custody of his mother after her son asked for sole custody. So his lawyer said something is going to happen to this child. You need to get him away from the mother. There are too many red flags. And again, this is the mother of the defendant in the case. So the police report filed after two-year-old Killian died shows he had a previous medical condition, and investigators did not believe there was evidence that Killian's mother was responsible, but his father felt otherwise and repeatedly posted criticism of the judge who presided over the case and friend of the court on his Facebook page. Judge Rachel Rancilio saw the posts, many of which were publicly targeted at her. She apparently felt uncomfortable, and she said that she felt threatened. So she did not hear the custody hearing herself, but that was handled by a court referee. That's just something to point out here. So the Macomb County Sheriff's Office responded and found that the criticism of Judge Rachel Rancilio was inappropriate somehow. And so the investigative report also says at no time did he threaten harm or violence. So that's the interesting point here, is they said that there was no threat of harm or violence, but they investigated and, you know, so he was charged with malicious use of telecommunication services and released on bond. Now, while he was out on bond, he made some more posts on social media, which he'd been told not to do. So another judge ruled that he had violated his bond conditions. So he was being held on $500,000 bond in jail because of his violation of the bond conditions. Okay, so now he's put on trial, several day long trial, about whether or not those posts were malicious and they were whether they were illegal or not, use of telecommunication services. And he was offered a plea deal going into the trial last week by the county. And if he had accepted the plea deal, he would have gotten a misdemeanor on his record and credit for time served. So he could have simply walked out of jail if he just said, hey, look, I'll plead guilty to something. He refused as a matter of principle. So they went to a jury trial on this, and a jury found him not guilty. A jury found him not guilty. So I don't have much more detail about this. I had several people ask me when I first reported the story. They said, Steve, why aren't you representing the guy? Well, first of all, he has an attorney. He has a very, very good attorney. I actually looked the guy up, and his attorney's very, very good. He's also got a great beard, but that's another story altogether. So if it's possible, I'm going to look into, I'm starting to do more interviews and stuff on this show. If it's possible, I'm going to track the guy down, see if I can't talk to him for a few minutes, because it sounds like a fascinating trial. I did not attend the trial, but I spoke to people who were there. I guess the courtroom was packed, and this story's gotten a ton of interest from around the country. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, the guy is understandably upset. And so the fact that he was venting about it on social media, you know, that it happens, you know. And the thing is, you know, I've never been a judge. I don't want to be a judge. I've said that I wouldn't be a judge because I don't want that job. But it's not being criticized for what I do that makes me not want to be a judge. If that was true, I wouldn't be on YouTube. But I'd be more concerned about the fact that literally, depending which court you're in, one day you're hearing, you know, landlord-tenant cases, the next day you're hearing traffic cases, the next day you're doing trials of you know, lawsuits and so on. And it was just a weird variety of stuff that it would, some people thrive on variety. I've been doing lemon law for 28 years. There's a reason for that. I'd rather focus on something, you know, laser focus on it and master it than try to become a master of a variety of things. But I would think if you become a judge, part of the job of being a judge is you got to have a thick skin. You better have a thick skin because no matter how you rule in any given case, one side or the other is not going to like you. And so in our day and age, people who don't like you are going to take to social media to opine about you. And their opinions might not be the kind that you like. And, you know, if you're just a private citizen sitting at home in the comfort of your comfy chair, you know, surfing the net, that's one thing. But if you run for election and get elected to such a high-profile job where you're going to be deciding disputes in a community, knowing that you can only make one side happy most of the time and the other side's going to be unhappy, by definition, okay, you're not going to always be getting these from both sides. So the idea that you can't handle criticism as a judge is a problem. So I applaud the jury. And by the way, you know, that's one of these interesting things is juries are unpredictable. And just because somebody gets found guilty doesn't mean they did it. Just because they get found not guilty doesn't mean they didn't do it. But I applaud anyone who, on a matter of principle, will actually say, you know something? I'm being offered a deal. I can walk out of this courtroom, this jail, whatever. I can walk out of here and go home. I've been locked in a cage, and I can go home if I simply walk into court and say, you know something, I'll plead guilty to something I don't think I did. And the idea that on principle, the same person will say, you know something, I'm going to go stand in front of a jury of my peers and let them decide my fate, and I'll live with that fate. I applaud that. That's the person that I respect the most in any story when I hear about this. And I've told you stories before. You know, I wrote a book about Timothy Masters. And Timothy Masters is one of these guys who was offered all kinds of deals along the way and just said, no, I didn't do it. I won't plead to anything because I didn't do anything. You know, and there are people out there who look at it and go, you know, I just want to go home. I just want to go home. No. And so here's a guy who on principle said, I'm going to turn down the offer that would let me walk out of here a free man right now. Right now. No. I'm going to go to trial and lay it before a jury. And I'll live with what they say, okay? So jury came back not guilty. So he won. He won. He's a free man now. If the jury had come back and found him guilty, I suspect he still would have said, you know something? I'd rather take that than plead to something with the rest of my life and be going, I pled to something I didn't do. You know. So again, the man who criticized the Macomb County judge on Facebook has been found not guilty by a jury. Breaking news, so I'm putting up this video at this odd time. It's also out of number. Sorry about that. And like I said, I'll try to do some follow-ups on this down the road because this story has gotten so much attention. I think people want to know more about this, in particular, more of the nuts and bolts of what happened at the trial. I'll try to get into that for you. So questions or comments, put them below. But otherwise, I applaud the jury in Macomb County. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.